We call this Extra Point. We welcome in Bob Glauber of Newsday. And Bob, Odell Beckham Jr., 2 touchdown catches. Mm-hmm. Big plays for the Giants last week. Obviously some things that they had to deal with in the aftermath of his touchdown celebration. Is this kind of the end of it, you think?
This is an interesting time for Odell Beckham because this is the first time he's kind of been called on the carpet, and I think that there is some concern about that. And I'm curious to see how Odell reacts to this. Does he kind of go into a little bit of a shell, which is probably not good for him, or does he just kind of move on and say, okay, I made a mistake?
This whole thing about Odell being crazy or Odell being over the top, and it's a distraction. He's not partying and going crazy and doing things wrong. He's just screaming and yelling on the sideline. It's a receiver. I know the diva things out there. Kids making plays. Make plays. Be excited. You want a guy that's screaming and yelling, being excited and playing. I don't care about the celebration. The celebration was stupid. He shouldn't have done it. But, dude, hey, stop doing that. You cost us 15 yards. Get back in the game. We need you. Go make plays. And that's what they need. They need somebody making plays.
Oh, no doubt. They can't afford the 15 yards. Though,
but you got, like, it probably is never going to happen again. But to pull him in and all this stuff, I think it's a little overcooked.
All right, so I gave you the stat in the Stat Plus, 1.86. Can you function as an offense if it's that quick and that decision-making process over the long haul?
No. You just can't, Bob. I mean, because what's going to happen is teams are going to sit on the short routes.
Which is what happened on the interception.
Yes, and they're going to intercept on slants. Slants should be the most fail-safe play in football, the easiest play in football. But if you keep getting rid of the ball on the three-step drop in 1.5 seconds, 1.75 seconds, you just can't sustain that. I think Ben McAdoo admitted as much during his press conference the other day and say, you can't make a living doing that. It was a good adjustment for what was going on, especially with the offensive line, but you can't get a steady diet of that.
I think that what you have to understand, there are more options than the 1.87 seconds right there, 1.86 seconds in the slant. I think everybody thinks that play is a slant. There's a lot of, you know, the guys off on the outside, hit the receiver really quick, let him make something happen. There's a lot of quick pump and letting the ball go into the air right off the back. The guy's going to bite on the slant. You're going to run right by him. There's a lot of things going on in that time that you can do. You're predetermined on the guy that you're looking at. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with his running game? They're still looking for they're looking for production out of these running backs.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that Orleans Dark has got a back situation, which may be a moot point if you want him to be your starting running back. But he does seem to have that kind of niftier style, a little bit more intuitive. And Paul Perkins is struggling. He's a one-cut guy, and you know the holes aren't there. And there was a play in the first quarter, I think the first offensive series, where he had a chance to bounce it out, didn't see it, and goes for a couple yards. But you do need production from the running game. It's essential. You can't. This is not like 07 and 11 when you win Super Bowls with one of the worst running games in the league. It got better as the season went on. This is not that team, and they have to get it better.
I can't do anything about Paul Perkins' vision, how he sees the thing. I don't know what he's looking at when he's going. Patience may be the thing. You know, we're urging on the outside, put your foot in the ground and go. But maybe the running back from Clemson steps up. Gilling gets in there. He puts his foot in the ground and runs. I don't know what's going to happen in that. I know you got to stick on your blocks a little longer. Give him a chance. And if you're going to put it up in there, the police push the pile.
Yeah. All right. And finally, Eli Apple the last 2 weeks has struggled with the ball up over the top. Mm-hmm. Are you overly concerned, or you think this is something that'll get fixed?
Oh, I'd be concerned if I were the Giants because, it's something that happens. And two big plays last week against the Eagles in very big spots. I had a chance to talk to Eli at length about it this week. He's confident. I said, do you worry about your confidence? He laughed. He goes, no. No, I'm confident.
He's a corner.
That's fine. But, technique-wise, that's the thing he's got to do. He's got to get the technique down better, and he admits that, and that has to get better.
Well, if he knows he has a problem, then there's a problem that he can actually get it solved. He sits there and he says the whole time that he didn't have a problem, that was just bad breaks or something, then he would actually have an issue. But by him knowing there's a problem, he can actually be coached out of it. That's what I was wondering. Could he be coached out of it as I've watched it?
All right, Bob, well, we appreciate you jumping in for a little extra point action.
Hey, my pleasure, Bobby.